On this day of the week in which we honor, in particular, the priesthood and the Holy Eucharist, which are inexorably connected, we also celebrate the feast of many saints, but particularly the Missal reminds us of three saints. The first, who also is one of our windows in the choir loft, is the feast of the, well, who is called the Harp of the Holy Spirit, St. Ephrem the Syrian. And he was born in Mesopotamia, in Nisibis, in the beginning of the 4th century, and was a pagan. In fact, he speaks throughout his life, because later on he became a hermit, of the many sins that he had committed. And one of them is sort of humorous in a way, though not necessarily. When he was a young boy, a teenager, he decided to throw rocks at a certain cow. For some reason, the cow gave him a cow. And so he started to throw rocks on the poor cow. And the cow began to run. And he began to chase after the cow. And they ran until the cow dropped dead, literally. So he was sorrowful for the rest of his life that he killed this cow needlessly. And of course, that cow belonged to a farmer. It cost a lot of money. It produced milk and so forth. And so he did harm to someone else. So that's one of the sins of his youth. There are many different sins. He made other sins of which he repented. When he was baptized in Edessa, where he went, of course, the persecutions of the Arians and then later on Julian the Apostate were going on, and those who were truly Catholic were persecuted. And so he had to flee. So he went to Edessa, where there the bishop made him a deacon, and he became the principal preacher for the bishop, and refused ordination to the priesthood, like St. Francis, because he did not think he was worthy. And he died in 379. His prayers and his sermons, and he wrote many hymns for the sacred liturgy of the Mass, especially in the Eastern Rites. But his sermons and hymns are so beautiful that they need to be looked at by those of you who are interested in learning more about your Catholic faith. They're too long to quote here, so I will not even attempt it. The other two feasts that we celebrate today are the two young brothers, teenagers also, St. Mark and Marcellian, who in the year 286 were tortured horribly because of their Catholic faith. First of all, they were tied to a stake, a big stake in the ground, as big as a cross, and their feet were nailed to the stake. And then after that, they were beaten and flogged till their flesh was shreds, and then they were killed. So they were martyrs in the year 286. Every century, every decade, in fact, of the Church has wonderful saints and wonderful martyrs. But in particular, we venerate St. Ephrem the Syrian. He was proclaimed a doctor of the Church by Pope Benedict XV in the year 1920. So we continue to honor the saints and to look up to them for their example. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.